Monica Arias Miranda is running for the Democratic nomination for the new 46th Senate seat in New York, one of three Democrats in the race vying for the right to face Republican Assemblyman George Amador, a Costa Rican immigrant. She's the founder of the Hispanic Coalition of New York. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've never held public office before. Why are you running for the Senate?
Never ran for office before. I'm running because I'm running as an ordinary citizen, because I'm really looking to bring the people's voice to the Senate floor. I think that when we're talking about legislators, sometimes I feel that we don't have representation that's independent. What happens is the machine takes over, right? The party takes over. And I always say, I'm out there saying, what about us? What about the people? Who's representing us? And that's why I'm running.
Now, part of this is raising money. Part of it is getting into the Democratic conference. Eventually, you'll be part of that system. How will you keep yourself separate from that kind of co-opting that you've just pointed out?
I think that it's really critical and important to always collaborate. And that's something that I've been doing in the community through my work with the Hispanic Coalition and any other volunteering effort. Collaborating is critical and important to get the job done. And I think that the most important thing to remember is to be loyal to the people. So as I am looking to go into the Senate, my loyalty is to the people, not a party or a conference. And that's what I will be doing when I get to the Senate. And again, the collaboration is critical. You have to work with people, all different people from across the aisle, which is something that I have been doing. But at the same time, remembering where your loyalty should be to the people who elect you.
The primary is coming up in a couple of weeks. You are running against Celia Kacic, and she is being put forth with the blessing of Senator Liz Krueger, who's one of the more progressive Democrats in the state Senate, and also Tom Dolan. He's a Queens town board member. He's running on an anti-fracking candidacy, more or less. Why are you a better choice than those two?
I am the independent candidate. I am the candidate who is running as the outsider, truly to represent the people. And as I said before, I think that what happens is that the machine takes over, the party takes over. And in my case, I am not being told what to say or when to say it by anyone or any party. I am running truly to represent the people. And I think that in my experience with talking to the thousands of people that I talked to already, which is the part I love the most, by the way, people are tired, regardless of what party affiliation they have. I've talked to Democrats, Republicans. I've talked to a lot of Republicans, conservatives. I've talked to some Tea Party members here in the Capital Region. And everyone across the board is on the same page when it comes to being tired of the same old, same old. People are tired of being told who they should be voting for. They're tired of our legislative system putting the laws that they want to put in place without consulting with the people. The idea of, well, accountability, that's really what people are looking for. And again, overwhelmingly, people want to see a representative that is true to them, regardless of what party they are.
Now, this is a new Senate seat redrawn from the last batch of redistricting. Would you have run for Senate had this seat not been added? Did you have your eye on the Senate, or is it specifically because you want Democratic representation in this new district in the Senate?
I think that, you know what, I don't really have an answer for you. I have never had this idea that I'm going to be a career politician. People say to me, why didn't you start at the, you know, school board or at the lower level? Because I'm not a career politician. And that seems to be what happens, right? People go up the ladder and then they eventually run for Senate and then they run for Congress and then whatever else happens after. That's not my idea. I am not a career politician. If elected to office, I will not remain there forever. I don't believe elected officials
should be.
How long is
not forever?
You know what? I believe in term limits. I don't know what the right term is, but I think someone who's been in office 10 years, I think at that point, you should have been able to accomplish what you set out to accomplish. I'm running on specific issues, and there are things that I want to do. Once I've met those goals, I think that it would be time to allow the new people to come in, because what happens is society is ever changing, yet our elected officials are the same. Hmm. How does that, I don't understand. You know, we have elected officials who've been there since the 70s or even before, in which much respect to my elders, I think they've done a great job. But isn't it time to allow the new generation to sort of lead the growing new, the younger generation? So I'm not looking to be there forever. And why I ran, you know, there was talks about the new seat and it was created. I had a conversation with my husband. That's the first person I talked to. We talked about it and he said, yes, let's do it. Let's do it because it's together. This is my family and I are running. It's not just me. And I do have the support of my family. They've been wonderful. And my husband's been there from day one and he's at my side every day. And, you know, right there, knowing that my family supports me, I've already won. So
now let's say you have 10 years in the Senate. That's 5 terms. What would you want to have accomplished in that time? What are your issues?
There are 4 main issues. I am talking about education, but I think education is a topic that will never go away, right? We can always improve upon what we have. From day one, I've had the same platform from when I first announced my campaign. That hasn't changed. Education, I'm talking about the environment. I have been opposed to fracking from day one when I announced my candidacy. I was involved in the anti-fracking movement from last year when I learned about the issue. I'm also talking about growing the economy through creation of green jobs. We can do it. We have the technology. We can do it. I know we can. With that, we can tie it into education, you know, teaching the younger generation how to become more green as they move forth into their jobs and careers. I'm talking about the first responders and veterans. First responders, of course, because my husband's a state trooper, and I really see how hard those guys work. And sometimes, you know what? They get no respect. No respect, but also in terms of funding for the programs and the equipment they need. And the veterans, the same thing. How can we have people who have served this country come back to a foreclosed home? I just cannot, I cannot accept that. And it's not a conversation about war. That's a different conversation. This is about someone who has said to me or you, I'm willing to die for you. They've never met me. They have no idea I exist. Yet they have said, I am willing to die for you. They also deserve respect. And the one big thing that I'm running on, I think, is my biggest issue is accountability. Certainly as a Ways and Means Committee staffer and being in the assembly for 5 years, and I guess, too, when you work with the money, you get to see it all. You follow the money and you see much.
Monica Arias Miranda is running for the Democratic nomination for the new 46th New York State Senate seat. There are 3 Democrats in that race, which is coming up on Thursday, September 13th. Monica, good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.